One of the country's largest used car dealers and subprime auto lenders, Tricolor Auto, has filed for bankruptcy, sticking several banks with hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. And what's more, it looks like this story may involve a fraud eerily reminiscent of the Archegos scandal from 2021. And once again, the big bank's risk management departments were asleep at the wheel and didn't catch that this was happening. If only there were signs. Turns out there were a lot of signs. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and I first caught wind of this story 3 days ago with this one from car dealership guy. Tricolor Auto suspends operations and places majority of workforce on temporary leave. On Friday, an unidentified bank took control of Tricolor Auto Group, a massive used car retailing chain, according to a new report. Per an internal HR document obtained by Univision Dallas, 80 to 90% of Tricolor's workforce is now on temporary leave, and operations across Texas, Arizona, and California have been suspended. At the end of the workday on Friday, employees were told they'd be temporarily dismissed, not fired, and would learn by October 6th who might return to work. And then just a few hours ago, today on September 10th, we got this one in Bloomberg: subprime lender that caters to migrants files for liquidation. Tricolor Holdings, a used car seller and provider of subprime loans that focuses on undocumented immigrants in the U.S. Southwest, filed to liquidate in bankruptcy. The Dallas-based company filed a Chapter 7 petition Wednesday, claiming liabilities between $1 billion and $10 billion and assets in the same range. Unlike Chapter 11 bankruptcies, Chapter 7 is typically used by companies that are unable to restructure their debt and who agree to have their assets sold by a court-appointed liquidator. And the story of Tricolor's bankruptcy was expected because it was just a day ago that we saw this one also in Bloomberg: JP Morgan and Fifth Third among the banks facing Tricolor losses. JP Morgan, Fifth Third Bancorp, and Barclays are among banks bracing for potentially hundreds of millions of dollars in combined losses from loans tied to subprime auto lender Tricolor Holdings, according to people with knowledge of the matter. Fifth Third said in a regulatory filing Tuesday that it faced an impairment charge of as much as $200 million after discovering alleged fraudulent activity at a commercial borrower, which it didn't identify. The bank said it was working with law enforcement and authorities. The lenders are looking into whether collateral for warehouse lines was double pledged, said some of the people who asked not to be identified because of the potential for a probe by authorities. Now, when you hear warehouse lines, it's important to understand that this has nothing to do with an actual warehouse. A warehouse line of credit is used by companies. It's one big loan that they take from a bank, and they use that money to issue smaller loans, in the case of Tricolor Auto, loans for subprime auto loans. And then those loans sit in a metaphorical warehouse while they're being packaged up into bonds or asset-backed securities and sold to investors. And while I can't say for certain it was tied to this specific securitization, the numbers involved in that Fifth Third reporting suggest that it was this $217 million securitization that the company issued back in June of this year that is responsible for the losses. Tricolor closes $217 million securitization to empower underserved communities at scale. Tricolor today announced a $217 million issuance to empower underserved low-income communities through improved access to affordable financing that meets their essential transportation needs and helps enable a path to mainstream financing. Now, note the banks involved here. Barclays acted as the lead structuring agent, with JP Morgan serving as joint bookrunner and Fifth Third Securities as co-manager. And those are the three banks that are now warning about losses from Tricolor. So what I think happened here is Tricolor used those auto loans, those subprime or loans to people with lousy credit, as collateral for this warehouse financing. And it looks like they used that same bundle of loans as collateral for loans from three different banks. In other words, they borrowed three times as much money as that collateral was worth. And the risk management people at these banks didn't realize that Tricolor was borrowing against these same loans at three different banks at the same exact time. Now, that's very similar to what happened in 2021 with the collapse of Archegos. Now, it didn't involve asset-backed securities or subprime auto loans, Back then, it involved something called total return swaps, which are highly levered bets on companies like Viacom CBS or Discovery. But in these cases, in order to buy these total return swaps, Archegos had to pledge collateral at the big banks that they were borrowing the money from. And in the case of Archegos, they used the same collateral at multiple different banks. And of course, when Archegos got margin called and that collateral got seized, the first bank to make the margin call got paid and everybody else didn't because that collateral was already gone. And the risk managers at that bank didn't flag that this guy, Bill Hwang, the CEO of Archegos, was borrowing money from everybody on Wall Street using the same assets as collateral. And it looks like Tricolor Auto has done the same thing. They borrowed money from Barclays, JP Morgan, and Fifth Third using the same pool of auto loans as collateral. And once again, the big banks didn't catch that this was happening. Now, I've spoken with a couple of people in Sidebar today, and I've seen a couple of people commenting on Twitter that, oh, this happens all the time, that these subprime lenders use the same collateral for warehouse loans from multiple different banks. Oh, everybody does it. And I think that's supposed to make us feel better. It really doesn't. And in the case of Archegos, there were signs that maybe that company had been up to no good. Bill Hwang was already banned in some cases from trading stocks in China. So you'd think the banks would have flagged that as, hey, maybe something at this company isn't quite above board. And I think there were signs at Tricolor Auto that also should have warned the banks that, hey, these loans are very risky. Take this one from Inc. back in 2022. Why this company ignores credit scores and makes auto loans and sells cars. Ignoring credit scores to make loans, well, yeah, that's one big giant red flag. At Tricolor, a combination used car dealer and lender founded by Daniel Chu in 2007 to address that inequity, 75% of the customers are undocumented Hispanic immigrants. Only about one-fifth with a FICO score is above subprime, making them a high-risk group for traditional lenders. All right, so three-quarters of the customer at this dealership, their very presence in this country was a crime, and they had no credit scores, in some cases no social security numbers. Gee, you think maybe some of these loans might have been a little risky? Yet Chu 59 says his customers are more likely to pay off their loans than his higher-priced competitors. What's his trick? In a word, data. Tricolor uses information such as recent salary history and rent payments to calculate the likelihood someone will prove to be a quality borrower. We've created something that really constitutes a kind of credit bureau for undocumented Hispanics who had no actual bureau data, says Chu. And of course, since it's the 2020s, all you have to do to make something sound like a good idea is sprinkle some magic AI pixie dust on top. Tricolor CEO highlights AI innovation as a breakthrough tool to advance financial inclusion for underserved Hispanic customers. Dallas-based Tricolor, the nation's largest used vehicle retailer to the Hispanic market, has increased its ability to help underserved customers buy a used vehicle after securing a patent for its artificial intelligence interactive tool called AutoMOS. I guess FraudMOS was already taken. Tricolor said the new tool, and there's the patent number, leverages data across the company's integrated platform to give historically marginalized consumers the power of self-selection when choosing and financing a vehicle from Tricolor. And by the way, that is very similar to what I'm seeing from a lot of these fintechs and buy now, pay later firms who are not running people's credit before rubber stamping loans to them. No, they're saying our proprietary AI algorithm uses other data. We can't tell you what, but this other data is even better than credit scores, and therefore these loans are safe. And I suspect history will prove otherwise. And it looks like the ESG crowd was all over this company as well. Back in 2022, we got this one. A used car dealer raised millions from ESG investors, even though the customer complaints continued. Tricolor's focus on the Hispanic population has drawn the attention of big-name financial firms seeking to reach such groups to meet federal lending requirements and adhere to ESG, or environmental, social, and governance commitments. Tricolor is certified under a U.S. Treasury program that gives special perks to businesses that lend to underserved communities, It's also the only subprime auto lender cleared by a key rating firm to sell securities backed by its loans as social bonds. Who cares if these loans actually get paid back? Who cares if they're risky? As long as we're checking the right boxes, we are more than willing to invest other people's money into those social bonds. That recognition has coincided with deals involving financial giants, including JP Morgan, Barclays, and PIMCO. And last year, that's 2021, BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager and a vocal proponent of ESG investing, took a $90 million stake in the private company. Yes, that's the same BlackRock that is now just so excited to talk to you about the exciting opportunities available by parking illiquid, risky private assets in your 401k, which may or may not include the stake they took in this now defunct subprime auto lender. There's a lot of conviction around this idea that we can do well by doing good, said Daniel Chu, the founder and CEO of Tricolor, in one of several hours-long interviews with Barron's. And perhaps in a bit of ironic foreshadowing, Barron's chimed in with this. Chu's conviction has been celebrated by Wall Street firms focused on socially conscious investing, even as the company sells cars at above market prices and draws complaints from customers for mechanical issues, Barron's reporting shows. And given the fraudulent nature of this story, I feel compelled to point out in this 2021 article in Barron's that I believe they're talking about the lower definition of conviction there, of Daniel Chu's conviction, meaning a firmly held belief or opinion, not to be confused with a formal declaration that someone is guilty of a criminal offense made by a verdict or a jury or the decision of a judge in a court of law. Future references to Daniel Chu's conviction may require Barron's to be a bit more specific. So, long story short, one of the biggest auto dealers in the country is now bankrupt. At least one, possibly two or three big banks are taking hundreds of millions of dollars in losses because they committed some kind of collateral fraud involving their warehouse loans. That's a crime that is eerily reminiscent to the Archegos fraud, something the big banks also failed to catch. It's also what led to the failure of Credit Suisse. And there was all sorts of indicators that something at this company wasn't right. They used the AI pixie dust to explain away the fact that they were making loans to people with no credit scores that they had no business lending to. And the ESG crowd was all over this, happy to fork over other people's money for something that checked all the boxes in their social causes without giving any credence to their fiduciary obligations to their clients in order to be good stewards of that money. Now forget it, just hand it over to whatever firm is big into the cause du jour. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this story in the months ahead. Several banks will probably be reporting losses from this collapse. And keep an eye on other subprime lenders in the auto space. Companies like CarMax, Carvana, Ally Financial, all companies that specialize in lending to people who they probably shouldn't be lending to. This could be the first of several. Till next time, live small and dream big.